All right, this morning in our call to worship, we will be in Joshua 1:9. In Joshua 1:9, we have the Lord saying to Joshua after the passing of Moses, "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." Now, if anyone needed encouragement at that moment, it would be Joshua. Moses has passed away, and in earthly terms, losing a strong leader can mean the end of something, and it can be a very tumultuous time. You know, when I was thinking of times in history when you see of a leader being lost and not having a replacement, you know, I often think of during the Civil War with Stonewall Jackson. You know, once he passed away and was killed by one of his own men accidentally in the line of fire, the South just never really recovered, never had a leader that could take that place. You know, it's not just putting a cog in the machine and just, you know, parts that, like when your car breaks down and you just go get a new one and you keep on going. Human beings and leaders are not so easily replaced. You think of a star sports player or a head coach. When somebody gets injured or your head coach retires, sometimes success just doesn't keep on rolling. You know, it's not just easily replaced. Companies and CEOs have that problem. You don't just put in a new president. You don't just put in a new CEO and things keep on going. There are growing pains. There are learning curves. So many things that happen. And Joshua here is afraid because Moses was such a powerful leader. And Moses has now passed on. And Moses is the one that spread the Red Sea. Moses is the one that led them out of captivity. And God here is reminding Joshua that it was not Moses' power that led the people out. It was God that parted the Red Sea. It was God that led the people out of Egypt. And when he says this, "Neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest," it's not the strength of Abraham, of Moses. It's not Joshua's strength. It's not the prophets in the Bible's powerful words and fearless courage. It's not the kings, the good kings of Israel and Judah that led them. It's not the disciples' wisdom as we see in the New Testament. It's not the martyrs, and it's not Christians throughout time that we look to. At the core is God who has been with them all, whithersoever they went. And worship should be fueled by the realization that it's the same God that did all of those things that we worship today. The same God that spoke to Joshua after the passing of Moses, that encouraged him as he had to lead all of these people. "Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." And what a privilege it is today for us to worship the same God as Abraham, Moses, David, Paul, the martyrs throughout history, church fathers, those in recent times of, you know, Charles Spurgeon, the missionaries, William Carey. It's the same God that we worship today, and what a privilege that is for us to be able to do so.